Four Souls by Louise Erdrich. Read by Anna Fields. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The Roads. Nanapush. Fleur took the small roads, the rutted paths through the woods traversing slough edge and heavy underbrush, trackless, unmapped, unknown, and always bearing east. She took the roads that the deer took, trails that hadn't a name yet, and stopped abruptly or petered out in useless ditch. She took the roads she had to make herself, chopping alder and flattening reeds. She crossed fields and skirted lakes, pulled her cart over farmland and pasture, heard the small clock and shift of her ancestors' bones when she halted, spent of all but the core of her spirit. Through rain she slept beneath the cart's bed. When the sun shone with slant warmth, she rose and went on, kept walking until she came to the iron road. The road had two trails, parallel and slender. This was the path she had been looking for, the one she wanted. The man who had stolen her trees took this same way. She followed his tracks. She nailed tin grooves to the wheels of her cart and kept going on that road, taking one step and then the next step and the next. She wore her makizinan to shreds, then stole a pair of boots off the porch of a farmhouse, strangling a fat dog to do it. She skinned the dog, boiled and ate it, leaving only the bones behind, sucked hollow. She dug cattails from the pottles and roasted the sweet root. She ate mud hens and snared muskrats, and still she traveled east.